Danny, where's Daddy? Afghanistan. Good boy. Daddy's a soldier.
That's Army wife Kimberly Roy on video recorded when she and her kids reunited with her husband. He'd served a 15-month tour of duty in Afghanistan. The video was webcast on the site intheirboots.com. Every Wednesday evening at 7, this new live 30-minute webcast features the stories of American troops and their families. Iraq War veteran Jan Bender is the host of In Their Boots, and he's in our studio at NPR West. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Jan, before I ask you about your highly produced webcast, I'd like to know a little bit about you. When were you in Iraq?
I was there from September of 04 to March of 05.
Mm-hmm. And where were you serving? What branch of the military?
I was in the Marine Corps. I spent 4 years serving as a combat correspondent. While I was in Iraq, I was basically attached to a infantry company in and around the city of Fallujah.
You came back home. Now yes. You are the host of this webcast. Would you describe the show for us? I mean, what makes it different from any other coverage?
Well, there's the format, for one. It's a webcast, and so by nature, it's interactive. Each week, we bring a real story in, which can be a 10 to 15-minute documentary-style piece. And following that, we usually bring people that you just met through the story into the studio for interviews and discussions. And then we invite the live audience to do the same, to get on their webcams or to send us an email and chime in on the discussions.
Want to play another clip from your show, In Their Boots. And this is a segment you've planned for September. We're going to hear a young war widow. Her name is Taryn Davis. She's from San Marcos, Texas, and she's remembering the day that she was met at her home by two military messengers.
And I saw the two soldiers, and then the words, you know, "The Secretary of Defense regrets to inform you that..." And I just sat there like this. I said, "Are you done?" And they were like, "Well, there's more." And I said, "Get the f*** away from me." And, you know, they walked off to the car. And at that point, I started dry heaving into the grass.
This is from a segment about war widows. These are young women. What, most of them are in their early 20s?
Yes. And it's just it's a reality of a country being at war, and sometimes a reality that isn't on the surface. You know, I think my experiences with death were in country, and that's completely different. You know, and for me, the closest experience I'd ever had, a close friend of mine who had joined the army was killed by an IED. And his mother wanted me to be a pallbearer at his funeral. Mm. And so I got back in my blues, and I actually handed his mother the folded flag. That was hard.
Yeah.
It was really hard because it was for service members in country, they're in an environment where they have to sear those emotional wounds off fast and get back on it. You know, a lot of our stories on In Their Boots, we keep it real and honest. Our goal is not to paint this dark and wretched picture of what is going on. For the most part, our stories tell the full spectrum of emotion, you know? Mm. You know, our show is not meant to shove your face in the grimaces of war, because that's not the real story. Mm. The real story is these people, they're hit with these things and they have to move on. And we give an honest look at how they're able to do that.
Jan Bender is the host of InTheirBoots.com. The site presents a new 30-minute webcast every Wednesday night at 7 Eastern Time. Jan Bender joined us from NPR West. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
To see a video from the series, go to npr.org/soapbox. And a note of disclosure, InTheirBoots.com is funded by a $4 million grant from the Iraq-Afghanistan Deployment Impact Fund. NPR has received a similar grant from the same fund.